Welcome back to the Cabin Podcast. Now, we know that Wisconsin culture can be found all over the country. There's Packers bars in California and Oregon and Texas, New York, all over the place. But did you know you can find the Packers in Germany?
And today we have a very special guest joining us, Germany's number one Packers superfan.
And regardless of our beloved Packers' fate this season, it's still going to be the best holiday of the year. And we hope that you have your chili pots and your sick days for the Monday after ready.
And your booyah for talking Green Bay.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm Jake Rome.
I'm Anna Lee Speckman.
And I'm Eric Paulson. And we are getting in with Germany's number one Packers superfan right after this. The Cabin is brought to you by the Wisconsin Counties Association, and this week we're featuring Fond du Lac County, which is French for bottom of the lake, which is fitting. It's at the lower end of Lake Winnebago. County was created with Wisconsin Territory's creation back in 1836, formally organized in 1844, along with Pabst Blue Ribbon. The county seat, actually the Pabst Brewing Company, the county seat is the city of Fond du Lac, which sits directly at the lower end of the lake. City of about 45,000 people, the county has about 104,000. As the radio geek in me loves that Fondy is home to KFIZ, one of the oldest radio stations in Wisconsin, designated before they separated the K call letters to the west of the Mississippi and the W call letters to the east, that got grandfathered in. First one on the air in 1922. So it's AM 1450. They also have an FM country station called The Bull. Now, Mercury Marines, headquartered in Fond du Lac. You can see that along I-41, major city for outboard motors and such. Also host to Walleye Weekend, an annual summer festival centered around the Mercury Marine National Walleye Fishing Tournament. Huge popular destination in fishing for fishing in general. And another city that's fully in Fond du Lac County, the only other city in it, is Ripon, original home of Ripon Good Cookies, birthplace of the Republican Party when it was founded on an anti-slavery platform in 1854, and Ripon College, which counts Harrison Ford among its many former students. And there's also in the northeast side of Fond du Lac, you'll see a lot of windmills there because there's a big ledge along the east side of Lake Winnebago. That's part of the Niagara Escarpment, the Holy Land. So also, if you're in western Fond du Lac County and you're on highways 23 or 26, watch out for Rosendale, the city notorious, or the village notorious for giving out speeding tickets. Definitely slow to 30.
The Cabin is also brought to you by the WCA Group Health Trust. Serving local governments and school districts, the WCA Group Health Trust partners closely with members to fulfill their employee health benefit obligations in a fiscally responsible manner. Learn more at WCAGHT.org.
All right, let's light this fire up so much they can feel it in Deutschland.
How do you say hello in German again? Hallo?
I should look that up really quick.
It is hallo. Hallo. Hallo.
Oh, Stefan's about to join.
We can't hear
you. I think you might be muted, Stefan.
That's so 2020. You're muted.
Perfect. Guten Tag, Stefan.
Guten Tag, Eric.
Welcome. Well, thank you so much. This is Stefan Schliemann. Is that how you pronounce it?
More or less. That's very close.
Okay.
Schliemann.
Schliemann.
Stefan Schliemann.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, Schliemann. Very German.
That's good. Well, thank you, Stefan, for joining us on today. We really appreciate you taking the time. What time is it out in Germany right now, or Deutschland?
8:30? It's 9:30 p.m. over here.
9?
Okay. Well, thanks for staying up with us.
Yeah, working a late night.
It's fine. I'm old enough to stay up that long.
Didn't have to ask the parents tonight?
No, not anymore.
Now, what got you into American football, which of course football is soccer everywhere else in our minds. What got you into American football and why Green Bay?
A great question. And I've been asked that quite a lot in the last couple of weeks. I think I grew up like a typical German. I played soccer since I was 5 or 6. I played it until I would say 5, 6 years ago. But in the 90s, in the late 90s, football was available the first time on TV in Germany. Late night, just like some highlights, and they showed some of the NFL films. And I thought, that's so cool, you know? It's so different than how Europeans would present their soccer. It's not just like, not just a sport, it's a whole entertainment and a whole lifestyle. And I just loved it. And it was a time where, I mean, Eric and we both are probably a similar age. Mm-hmm. When we grew up, there were no smartphones. Internet wasn't there. So you had to rely on what was available on television. Mm-hmm. It was once a week where you could watch football late at night, like at 1 a.m. or something like that, for an hour. But I loved it. And that was a time where Brett Favre played and the Packers were great. But I thought, that's too easy. I have to dig a bit more into it and figure out what the NFL is about, what the teams are about. And when I did my research, I thought, Green Bay is the only real team. Everyone else is just a franchise. And I can't really root for McDonald's or Burger King, you know? Green Bay is like your local restaurant that is there for ages and where you're always going. And I loved the history. I loved everything about the Green Bay Packers, what they were standing for. But yeah, this is going to be my team.
How come I took a guy from Germany to articulate that better than any of us could? What makes the Packers special? The fact they are one of the oldest teams in the NFL. They're the third oldest team. Mm-hmm. Do you know who the other two oldest are?
Is it the Bears?
Bears is one, yes.
Yeah.
The other one is what people don't get most of the time.
I know. I knew it.
They're not in their original location. I can tell you that much.
Hey, you're 1-for-2 so far.
I know, I'm not too bad. I'm 2-for-3, more or less.
Yes, they're in the American West nowadays.
You see, so if I'm asking you about the European West, which countries are in the European West?
Well, I would think...
He's throwing it right back at Derek.
It's a good point. Although I would say anywhere from Berlin West, having grown up when Germany was split into two countries. But, okay, so... I'll just tell you, the Arizona Cardinals.
You see, that's a team that I don't really follow that much.
That's okay. Nobody does. Yeah. But they were originally the Chicago Cardinals.
They
were in St. Louis, Missouri for a long time, and now they're in Phoenix, Arizona. So yeah, the Packers, one of the three oldest teams, by far the smallest city to have a major league team like that. So you've seen a game in London, and I think there is a game in Frankfurt this coming season.
I've been to at least 10 games in London already over the last couple of years. So you can get season tickets for the London games. I have them. So I'm normally going at least 2 games per year in London. There have been 2 games last year in Frankfurt and 1 game in Munich the year before. I've been to all of them.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow. So you have not been to the United States for a game.
You know what's crazy? I work for an American company. Yeah. I'm a super NFL fan, but I've never been to the States.
Oh, Stefan, wow. We got to get you out here.
What company do you work for?
TJ Maxx.
Okay. Oh. Yep.
Yep. There that's you the go. Awesome part. So
yeah, we definitely got to get you out here.
Yeah. I mean, there's at some point there'll be a business trip reason to come over.
There's always a business trip reason for sure. But, you know, with kids, et cetera, it's making it a little bit harder. You have to plan it a bit more. Mm-hmm. So that hasn't worked out in the last couple of years. Well,
and it's okay, because it looks like you brought Green Bay back to you in Gütersloh. So could you tell us a bit about how you decided to create this fan cave? When did you start, and what's the story behind it?
A lot of people are getting surprised when I'm telling that, because I think I'm collecting since like ages ago. I've only started to do that in 2020, so not long ago. I had the idea in my mind to recreate an American man cave at that time.
Wait, how would you describe an American man cave?
Like this.
There you go.
I'd say it's a pretty good example.
Yeah.
But probably not just a man cave, an American sports cave. And there was one guy on Instagram, the Drew Cave. If you check Instagram, if you know him, I mean, he's amazing in what he's doing with the Packers how he's creating his cave. And I thought, yeah, that's what I would like to have. So I only started in 2020. And that was a period where you all know this strange virus hit us. Our stores were closed. We were sitting at home for nearly 2 years. I mean, I can't complain. We got paid. Everything was fine. But I had a lot of time at home. Mm-hmm. So I thought, now is the right time to do my basement. And if you would have seen this particular room just before that, it was a mess.
Wow. That's incredible.
Are people now sponsoring or companies now sponsoring your fan cave?
I wouldn't say they are sponsoring it really. So what I'm trying is not to get into too much sponsoring or something like that with companies, because I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my friends. I'm doing this for the football community. And there are a couple of companies who like to send me a couple of things. I've got a friend who is doing something like all these American football stuff for kitchen, like beer glasses and things. For sure, I got his product. But other than that, I'm trying to stay away from that. It's also a big tax issue in Germany, you know?
Mm. Understood. However, if a company were to send you a little something like from Green Bay, that wouldn't be an issue, and there wouldn't be tax on something like that, right? A little gift. I know a couple people who have craft breweries in Green Bay. I may have to see if they can get you some locally brewed beer to enjoy with those
amazing.
Games.
I mean, I love these kind of things. If it's something local, if there's a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that I loved about Green Bay and the Packers, like giving back. So a lot of things that I'm getting, I'm giving to other people as well. So I'm mainly not keeping them.
Okay. Well, the beer you'd probably keep, at least try. So that's that's what I would bet on. So you work for an American company. You're born and raised in Germany. What do you know about Wisconsin? Obviously, the Packers. What else do you know about the state? When people, or just in general, people in Germany, what do they know about the state of Wisconsin within the United States?
That's a good question. I would say they probably don't know that much, particularly about Wisconsin. I think what most people would know is that you are the dairy country, and that a lot of dairy products are coming from Wisconsin. That's probably about it. There might be a few people who know about the thing with Wisconsin and Germany. Like in the 1880s, 50% of the people, or still today, 50% of the Wisconsinites have a German heritage.
Mm.
And Eric, your surname sounds very Scandinavian.
It is Danish.
Danish, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, there is a small town in Wisconsin called Kiel.
Oh, yes.
And the city I was born in is a tiny city near the Baltic Sea. And the next big city is Kiel, original Kiel.
Well, there are a lot of cities and towns in Wisconsin named after places in Germany or Belgium, Denmark, too. There's even a town called Denmark right next to Green Bay. It's practically a suburb, if you will. And just northeast of Green Bay, along the waters of Lake Michigan, there is a town called Brussels.
Yeah.
So there is a lot, and the heritage is very much celebrated. Milwaukee, which is where I'm from, is the largest city in Wisconsin. Is there anything about Milwaukee that people tend to know? Harley Davidson motorcycles or anything like that?
I know that Harley is coming from there. I think if you're into motorcycles, yes, you might know it. All the American TV shows are probably helping getting to know Wisconsin a little bit more. NBA is helping. Milwaukee Bucks.
I was going to ask about that because I was in Stockholm on business one time, and I asked, this is a radio station client of mine, and I asked the program director, he asked me where I was from. And a lot of people here say we're from near Chicago because everybody knows Chicago. I took a risk and I said Milwaukee, and he said, oh, Bucks, Brewer, American baseball, and you have Green Bay Packers nearby. Yes. And that just made an impression on me because I realized how important it is for an American city to have major league sports teams to be recognized elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks, I mean, NBA basketball is probably far more popular in Europe than NFL football. Or at least recognized.
the last 7 years, five, 7 years, it's changing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So American football is becoming so popular over here. We had a great TV station who was airing it every weekend. Now they changed the TV station, but still they did a fantastic job. There's a reason why we got two games in Germany from the NFL. They are not doing it without a reason. And NBA wasn't aired for a long time in major TV stations. So I think the balance between NFL and NBA is much more leveled out now.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, I think there are a lot of more NBA teams who are also seen as fashion brands. In NFL football, you might have the Raiders, which is a fashion brand from back in the 80s or something like that, or 90s in Germany. But that's about it on NFL teams.
Okay.
That's so interesting. And Stefan, you talk about how it's a little bigger in Germany, and it makes me wonder, are you still just kind of the one Packers fan cave, or are you starting to see more in Germany? What do you feel, very unique, or is it gaining more of attraction?
I think it's gaining more of attraction, and that's part of my mission as well, why I'm doing this, to give this whole thing more attraction, because this sport is so much more than just a sport. As I said initially, it's a lifestyle, and you can celebrate American football in so many different ways. And you can see that there's a huge community in Germany who are collecting stuff, probably not to the extent that I'm doing it right here with a whole cave. But there's certainly a couple of people who have amazing collections, not from the Packers, but from other teams in Germany, and it's growing. It's growing and growing.
That's awesome. And really quick, Stefan, could you kind of describe all the stuff you have for our listeners who might not be able to watch and see this? What are some of your favorite items that you have in there?
Ah, that's so difficult. My favorite item, because there are so many in many different ways. So if I would have to pick one particular item, it's probably the jersey just behind me, which is a game-used Aaron Jones jersey. Uh-huh. It was used in 3 games.
Ooh.
It's probably, yeah, my. I like Aaron Jones as a person, and I like the position of a running back. So this is my favorite jersey, probably one of my favorite pieces in here. But I still have a couple of other things. I mean, next to it is a Mason Crosby game used jersey. below that is a throwback CJ Wilson game used jersey.
Wow.
How did you obtain everything in your fan cave?
Mainly through my network. I think based on my job, I'm a buyer for TJ Maxx, or for TK Maxx, how it's called in Europe. And I think if I should say one thing about me, what I'm great in is networking. I think that's what I've done with all the Packers fans. And you have to know the right people, and who know the right people, and then they know the right people. That's how you get these things. I've got a collection of, I think, around 15 to 16. Yeah, today it's 15 to 16 game used helmets. There are a couple of things that I really love. I've got a helmet that was signed and inscribed by every single Green Bay Packers MVP.
And do you let people touch these things, or are you very protective over them?
It's not a museum. People should enjoy it. And I mean, on a game used jersey, as long as my wife is not washing it, you can't really destroy it.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer.
Yeah. I would say the helmet with the MVP signatures is staying in the shelf.
Understood.
Because you can't get Bart Starr or Reinitschke signature anymore.
Yeah.
So I have to protect that. But everything else is here to enjoy.
And on a day, I imagine that at least amongst your friends, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you are a rarity. I know you said, you know, these fan caves are becoming more popular and you're excited about that. But at least amongst your friends, I imagine you're kind of the go-to place for at least a football game watch party. What does that look like?
Absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is most of the guys, 80% or even 90% of the guys who are now regularly coming to my cave on a Sunday evening haven't watched football before I started that. Huh. So I dragged them into it.
Look at you.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my neighbors, one of my very good friends who is my dentist, and they never had any contact with American football. I said, come over. It's a nice Sunday evening. We can have a drink. We can talk. And we can watch some interesting sports. So they came over, not for the sport, but now, I mean, my neighbor turned into a Miami Dolphins fan. Sorry, I suck on that. But that's fine. Still, he enjoys football. I think a normal Sunday evening looks like the guys are coming over. The game starts quite late, like 7 p.m. The guys are coming over. We sit down, we have a drink, we select the games that we want to watch, or we show them all, depending on who is playing. We play a bit of pool and just enjoy ourselves.
Okay. And you, I bet you have to explain the rules quite often, don't you?
As much as they understand them.
Yeah.
I never played football myself, you know, and there are so many little things like we have just seen last couple of days ago or weeks ago with the incident on the Lions game.
Yes.
You know, who is eligible or who is not? I couldn't tell you if I saw it on TV what they have done there. These little things I can't explain. Because I've never stand on a field and played myself. Mm.
Stefan, that's okay. Sometimes the referees don't know what pass interference is. So it's fair. So your game cave is a very popular place to watch. Are there bars and pubs and other places in Germany that are starting to show these games? And are any of them aligned with the Packers or any other teams? Are you seeing that over there? Because we have a lot of that throughout the country here.
Sure. We're getting more and more pubs and bars who are showing games on a Sunday night. For sure, it's a lot of the American franchise, like Hooters, which you're having over here.
You have those there?
There's one in Hamburg, for example, I think.
Oh, okay. Do they wear dirndls or?
Sorry?
Do they wear dirndls or just the regular Hooters gear?
Not everyone in Germany wears.
I had to go with the stereotype.
He's projecting. I said
I've worn lederhosen at plenty of German festivals here in Wisconsin. I get into the spirit.
So, do you guys play when you get together with your friends? And I guess before even the season starts, do you guys do anything with fantasy football or football pools? Because that's really big here. And I know that if it's just starting there, is that something that's starting to be seen more amongst people?
Definitely. I mean, my guys are not yet into it. Therefore, they don't understand the game enough. I'm trying to get them into it for next season. I think they are on a level now where they understand what fantasy football is about and how you can score, etc. It's quite popular in Germany, definitely. Mm. Okay. There are a lot of people playing it. And probably not to the extent like in the US, but we already have a couple of people who are doing big draft parties or something like that for even for the fantasy leagues, but not the same level as in the US.
Mm. And, you know, your account, Stefan, is German Packers Cave on Instagram. You can find you there and you could go check out the space. You know, why do you run the account? Is it to help promote things like doing fantasy football and watching the NFL? You know, why do you run this account? Because you're very active. You know, I follow you and I followed you for about a month or so. And, you know, you push a lot of content. So what drives you?
I think I just would like to be part of the community and I would like to get more people into the community of football. I just would like to show people how great this sport and this whole entertainment around it is. If you talk to people in Germany who are not familiar with football, they always think, oh, yeah, you're sitting there watching a game that only lasts 60 minutes, but you're sitting there for 3 hours. Say, no, you're not sitting there for 3 hours. You're sitting there for 8 hours and you're watching multiple games and you enjoy yourself. It's much more than just the sport. And that's what I'm trying to get around or across. And I would like to show the people what else is there beyond the sport, like collecting things, like all the merch. And I think that's something that the NFL is doing or all American sports leagues are doing so fantastically. compared to the boring European soccer teams or leagues.
That's controversial.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone would say differently.
Okay.
The sport might be different, but the entertainment part around it, it's so different.
The camaraderie.
Yeah, I mean, when you're going to a game in a stadium, you're not just going for the game. You're coming there a couple of hours before there. You're enjoying your time there outside the stadium. You're meeting other fans. You can sit. I mean, I've got friends who are Bears fans. I say it quietly, I know. But but you can sit with them next to each other. If you know something about German soccer, you might have heard about Borussia Dortmund and Schalke.
Dortmund, yeah.
The biggest rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Green Bay Packers and Bears, but you can't put them next to each other. They would just kill each other. And so the beauty of American football is it is very competitive. The people are mocking each other, but it's never violent.
Mm.
It's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. There
Unless you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah. Once in a while, a small fight breaks out. But yeah, but it's never too crazy.
Exactly. That's the beauty about it.
Yeah. And in Green Bay, they tend to be even friendlier because it's an outpost in football in a sense, because it's such a smaller city and they love welcoming people in. And even there was a woman who would, after a Packer game, she would give the visiting players a bratwurst to take with them on the bus. I just found out about this because one of the guys who played for, I think it was the Patriots, had talked about this. He said that's what he loved most about going to Green Bay was the woman who gave us brats after the game.
Mm-hmm. And how he said, like that.
He said the Packers mm-hmm. might have fourth quarter advantages because the visiting players started thinking about that post game brat.
That's funny.
So yeah, there's a lot of quirks, and I am so excited for whatever day it is that you can come to Wisconsin and Green Bay and see Lambeau Field, because it is a place where, you know, American football fans who grew up here, they're wowed when they mm-hmm. see it. And for you, I think it would be especially like that. And I kind of want to be there when it happens.
Yeah. I mean, everything that you talked about, that is like the epitome of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And is college football on your radar at all?
It is on my radar, but not really, really big. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a German player playing for Michigan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming from Cologne, Marlin Klein.
Mm.
Okay.
And it's a small world because my colleague in work is his mom's best friend.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I'm following him. And I'm following Michigan. I've seen the Rose Bowl, etc. on the weekend. But it's not like I can give a full report pre-draft on all the college players or whatever. No.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Most of us can't do that.
No,
either.
I can. I certainly can. But
I hear a lot of people talking like they could.
Some are into it big time. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
But Stefan, I think we're running out of time here, and I want to get to just the last couple of questions on our list. This one's important to me, and it kind of summarizes what we talked about, but how, in your words, have the Green Bay Packers changed your life?
Oh man, that's a deep question.
And you know, whatever you can give to us, I know. Sorry, but
it's absolutely fine. I think despite everything that I've created in here and how it has changed my life in house and how I've spent my Sunday evenings, I would say has changed my view on the giving back culture. You know, I like that immensely about Green Bay, what all the players are doing for the community, what they're doing for people who can't afford things. So I'm trying to copy that. So I'm doing a lot of giveaways with myself. I've last year with a couple of football friends, and that's a great story about the football community. With a couple of football fans, I have organized a trip for two boys who are very unhealthy. They have a disease which they will not let getting older than 21 or something like that, both brothers, and their biggest wish was to see a soccer game from Bayern Munich. Mm. So with my football community, I've organized a trip for them with the help of a local charity company. And they spent a weekend in Munich seeing the game, and they got signed jerseys, a signed picture, everything. I think this kind of culture has completely changed me. I'm just organizing something with the German Blood Cancer Society, where I've organized a very special football, not from the Green Bay Packers. I'm not giving away a lot of Green Bay Packers. but it's a Super Bowl 54, the first Mahomes Super Bowl. It's a special edition Wilson football signed by Patrick Mahomes. And this is going for a charity raffle with the German Cancer Society. So I think this was something that impacted me the most with the Green Bay Packers.
Mm. Wow. Awesome.
That's incredible.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah. And then, Jake, I think, did you have one more question there at the end?
Yeah, just kind of last one, Stefan. Is there anything else you would like our listeners, the people of Wisconsin, to know about you or fandoms or fan caves in Germany? What should we know?
First of all, you are on our radar. We know Wisconsin. we know Green Bay. We know that there's a huge heritage portion of German heritage and Scandinavian. Sorry, Eric.
I'm German too. I'm more German than Scandinavian. So
are you?
Yes. That's the only thing on my mom and dad's sides in common is German heritage. So I'm both. I'll cross that border between Denmark and Germany all the time.
I was born quite close to the Danish border. Mm-hmm. So just 50 kilometers away from the Danish border, by the way.
So right by the Baltic.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I think the other thing is that there is a huge fan base of the Green Bay Packers in Germany. If you take away all the bandwagon fans from the last couple of years from other teams, I think the Packers have the biggest or second biggest fan group in Germany.
Mm. Awesome.
That's great.
That is so cool.
That is amazing.
Well, yeah, we got to get you over here.
Yeah, we do. And with the Packers meatpacking history and the fact that sausage is so popular in this state, I think there's that connection with Germany as well. You know, the bratwursts and all of the great German food that people love in the state and at Lambeau.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there's obviously if you ever get over here, you're going to go to Green Bay, but there's a lot around this state and we'd be more than happy to give you some other recommendations of places to see.
We'd love to be a tour guide for you.
I've seen that in preparation for this. I've looked at the Discover Wisconsin channel.
Oh.
And I loved Kenosha. I showed that to my wife and she said, oh yeah, we can go there.
Shout out to Kenosha. Love it. All right.
That's awesome. Well, Stefan, thank you so, so much again. Remember everybody, it's German Packers Cave on Instagram. Please go show Stefan some love. Give him a follow. I know I've been following him and we had a great conversation. We so appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me. It was great for me as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Stefan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you, Shane. Bye. Well, that was a fun conversation.
Yeah, it was. I'm very curious to know whether he watches it in German, whether they have German subtitles, how that works. Or if his friends all know English.
I guess. Yeah. But his English
was
fantastic.
We'll find out next time. Maybe he'll be back on with us someday.
Stefan Schliemann.
I really hope so.
What was his IG again?
German Packers Cave.
German Packers Cave.
Yeah, he was great. Man, I would just go down there and I'd work. That would be my remote work area. That was such a cool place. If anybody listening, you have to go follow him just so you can see this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cave.
Well, the cabin is brought to you by Best Western. Remember, they have over 40 hotels throughout Wisconsin, timeless ones, including in Chautauqua up in Ashland, which is in a hotel from the 1890s, to some brand new ones in places like Jefferson and Watertown. They provide exceptional value. And you can, of course, have so many great times in all of the towns where their hotels are located, whether you're a leisure traveler or a business traveler. And you can stay rewarded with Best Western Rewards. It's their free loyalty program. You earn points for every qualified night. You can redeem points for free room nights or gift cards. You can even pay with points. And that's a new part of the rewards program, allowing you the flexibility to use both points and cash for your next reservation. For example, 5,000 points, you save $25 toward the room rate, and you have the flexibility to use more points toward the cost of your room. I'm a Diamond member. This excites me very much. Visit bestwestern.com to book or learn more.
The Cabin Podcast is brought to you by the Wisconsin Counties Association. The WCA is the foremost voice of county officials representing all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Nearly every action taken by the executive and legislative branches of state government affects local government. Counties need to play a pivotal role in these actions, and the WCA is the organization through which dialogue and cooperation can occur. The WCA works diligently to provide services to their membership that allow them to serve their constituents in the most effective manner possible. Learn more at wicounties.org. wicounties.org.
All right, and we do have one of the January reviews of the week to share today, and it's from Apple user Herstory History.
pretty good.
Did this one back on New Year's Day. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Maybe it's her story.
I think that's it. Her story history. Well, it's one word. So some people talk about women's history as being
potato,
her story.
Potato.
Okay, what did she say, Eric?
Let's call the whole thing out. No, let's do this. Actually, it's very general, but it's very wonderful. It's a 5-star review. Great podcast about Wisconsin is the title. And it says, this podcast is so full of information that I love to listen twice to each one.
Wow.
Hey, we can use that. That's good. The presentation is entertaining. The hosts are pleasantly enthusiastic and the destinations are fantastic. If you want to plan a trip to Wisconsin, learn about Wisconsin, or fully enjoy your home state of Wisconsin, this is the podcast for you. I hope you're in marketing, Herstory History.
I was going to say, maybe we should hire this person.
I think so.
Listen to all of them twice.
All right. Well, I'm sure they'll play along with our next episode, right?
Yes. Be sure to tune in next week for the cabin's 3-year anniversary. We'll be joined by 3 other hosts who will challenge Eric in a game of Jeopardy. It's about to get real in the cabin. That's next week on the podcast.
Trying to knock me off my championship perch?
Well, they're going to try, but
all right, we'll see.
You're a tough egg to crack.
Today's episode of The Cabin was hosted and produced by Eric Paulson and Annalise Beckman and me, Jake Rome. Audio engineering and video teasers by Nick Cardarella and myself, with social media by Adeline Savanak. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com and don't forget to leave us a review.